Today we'd like to see the title of Abide in Me in John chapter 15 verses 1 to 14. To a non-word people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Explain it with other parables in the Bible. Question 2, in verse 4, Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. What does it mean, and how could we apply it to our lives? In verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. What does it mean, and how could we apply it to our lives? In the last time in John chapter 14, 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Jesus fully obeyed God the Father's will of the death of the cross for our sins, proving his love of God the Father. And upon God the Father's high exaltation of Jesus, the world knows God the Father's love of Jesus. Then Jesus and his disciples are going to go toward the Garden of Gethsemane after the Last Supper. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the true vine. Jesus is the vine. In the other parables where Israel is the vine, Psalm chapter 88, you have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. Isaiah 5:7. For the vine, a vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. So a lot of vines, the group of vines, the vineyard, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. So that is against God's will. They did. Jeremiah chapter 2, 21. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into degenerate plant of an alien vine? So it's no good vine. Hosea chapter 10:1. Israel empties his vine. He brings forth the fruit for himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars, the idol altars, according to the bounty of his land, they have embellished his sacred pillars. So a lot of others, so not, you know, actually, you know, fruit, empties his vine. Matthew chapter 21, 33, 41. Here, another parable, this verse 2. My Father is the vine dresser. God the Father is the vine dresser or husbandman. In other parable, where the vine dresser is the religious leaders, landowner is God the Father, and his son is Jesus Christ. That is Matthew chapter 21, 33-41. Here another parable, there was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, a wine press, in it built a tower. Owner did it, and he leased it. The owner leased it to find rest, went into a far country. Now, when vintage time drew near, or harvest time, he sent his servants, the vine dressers, religious leaders, they might receive the fruit. And the vine dresser took his servant, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. so they persecuted the prophets. Again, he sent the other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then the last of all, he sent his son, Jesus, to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw their son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, the God, they will do too to the vine dressers, religious leaders. They said to him, the owner, he will destroy those wicked men immediately, lease his vineyard to other vine dressers, so the Gentiles, who will render him their fruits in their seasons. Verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruits. The vine dresser takes away the branch which does not bear fruit. Every branch he prunes, it may bear more fruit. Every branch that the vine dresser prunes may bear more fruit. See verse 3, let it clean. And verse 5, you are the branches. So verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. The pruned branch in verse 2 is already clean by the word in the gospel. A believer of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. John chapter 5, Jesus answered, most truthfully I say to you, unless one is born of water, water is the word of God, and the Spirit. Because the clean of the word, the water is clean to your body. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John chapter 13, 19. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, not the all of you. So, your body a little clean. So prune meaning is born again creature. Then verse 4, abide in me, question 2. Abide in me, simply live in me, as every branch is attached to the vine and nourishes it with nutrition and water from the vine. It's through vine and the branch in that way. I in you. So the vine also is attached to every branch. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. You not in Jesus cannot fruit over the fruit of God the Spirit, which is agape love. So live in Christ with spiritual breath, every word of God, and spiritual drink, the Spirit of God. And also, Christ lives in you. Have a fellowship with the Lord. Cross-reference John chapter 6, 55, 56. For my flesh is food, indeed, the gospel. My blood is drink, indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, I in him. 1 Corinthians 10, 2, 4. All were baptized in Moses in the clouds and in seed. All were baptized, all Christians, all believers. All ate the same spiritual food, the word of God, the Bible. All drank the same spiritual drink, Holy Spirit. For they drank the spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. So word come from rock. Galatians chapter 2, 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but Christ is lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. so that way. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen, heard, we declare to you, that you also may have a fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, God the Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ. So that is, have fellowships. That is the first of all question. So there is have a fellowship with the Lord, you know, daily. I am the vine, you are the branches. Christ is the true vine. All true Christians are the branches. He will abide in me, and I in him. Whoever has daily fellowship with the Lord bears much fruit. The fruit is the fruit of the Spirit, which is agape love, unconditional love, or divine love. The love is evident or manifested in many attributes, such as joy, peace, long-suffering, and so on. Galatians 5:23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is many attributes, evidence in many attributes. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, kindness. Goodness, faithfulness. Gentle and self-control. Against such law, there is no law. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love suffers long, is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity or in sin. But rejoice in the truth. Bears all things in the truth in the Bible, believes all things in the Bible, hopes all things in the truth, and uses all things in the Bible in truth. Then it's without me you can do nothing. The fruit is coming from God through Christ, not from anything else. So there you can do nothing, not from Christ. Even if a similar attribute from other religious religions comes, it is not the divine fruit. Okay, it is not the attribute of the divine fruit. Verse 6, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done. That's every non-Christian's final destination. Throw them into the fire, they are burnt. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Revelation 20:15. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This excludes the carnal or fleshy things asked. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and threw them into the fire, they are burned. You know, that's a non-Christian destination. Verse 7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you desire, it shall be done. If you live in Christ by the word of God and ask whatever, God will answer you. This excludes the carnal or fleshly things to ask. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, another Lord's will, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 48. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. So God's will is within my heart. So that one is the God giver. Your God's words in my heart, and then God will give you His will and to do. Note, how do I know God's will? It is in the Bible. It is it for the glory of God? Number three, what are given things to me? So not given thing, only so you given things you can do it, right? Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. If you live in Christ by the word of God, with the Spirit, whose fruit divine love is much, God may be glorified. Psalm 14:13. Whatever you ask me in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So you will be my disciples, so you will be the followers of Christ. As Jesus denied himself in the form of a man, not to be equal to God, took his calling from the Father, the cross of death, to pay off all people's sin, according to Father's will, and became a good example to all followers of Christ. Every Christian, as his disciple, should deny himself or herself, take up daily his or her personal calling from God, like Jesus' cross, and follow Jesus. Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, his personal calling from God, then follow me. Verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you, abide in my love. As the mutual love between God the Father and Jesus Christ, live in the love of Jesus, who loved you and gave himself for you. Live in the love of Trinity God. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, if you keep Jesus' commandments, to love God mostly and to love your neighbor as yourself. Mark chapter 20, 12, 30, 31. Two greatest commandments. You will be abide in my love. You will live in the love of Jesus, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Just as Jesus has kept the commandment to love God mostly, with full obedience to the Father's will, even death on cross, and to love neighbors as himself, pay up once for all the sins with his death on the cross with blood, and has lived in the agape love. Just as I have kept my Father's and abided in love, so agape love, abider, liver in Jesus' love, the Jesus' love. Eleven, these things I have spoken to you by Jesus' death on cross for all sins. All may be redeemed. I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you. All redemption was Jesus' joy beyond Jesus' enduring cross. That joy may remain in you upon faith. My joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. That Hebrews chapter 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So before is Jesus enduring cross. That's joy. Your joy may be full. The fruit of overflowing spirit Love may be evident in joy. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her. 1 John 2:2. And he himself is the propitiation, pay of sin for our sins. Not for our sins only, but also for the whole world. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, gave himself for her. 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. There is the greatest love to die, to lay down one's life for his friends, as Jesus did so, John 10:15. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. 1 John 3:16, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Last verse 14, you are my friend if you do whatever I command you. If you love one another up to the greatest love, you are Jesus' friends. Amen. Let's sing all together Maranatha song, our last song on bulletin.